Hello, I'm Janet Sir, presenter of The Entrepreneur Show on Swindon 105.5, Swindon's community radio station. Welcome to the National Self-Build and Renovation Centre's four-part podcast on employee ownership, recorded in the summer of 2023. Part 1, Why Employee Ownership and How It Works. Today we're talking to Harvey Fremlin from the National Self-Build and Renovation Centre in Swindon. Hello, Harvey.
Hi, Janet.
And you've come in today to talk to us about the employee ownership scheme that you run at your company. It's quite a unique and unusual staffing programme, and I think it's on the rise and becoming much more popular. So just to begin with, could you just give us a brief outline about how it works?
Yeah, of course. So the National Self-Build and Renovation Centre, we're a permanent visitor centre and we've been open since 2007. And since November 2014, we've been employee owned, and that's been really transformational for us as a business. So we wanted to use this as an opportunity to tell people a little bit about our story, how employee ownership has worked for us as a company and how it might help other companies.
So give us an idea of the staff that you have at your centre, at your company.
Okay, so we're a relatively small team in a big building. So there's 19 of us on the payroll, of which 13 are actually part-time. So there are 6 full-timers in the company. We turn over just shy of £2 million a year, and we operate in a huge warehouse on Junction 16 of the M4, which is 67,000 square feet. So we often kind of refer to ourselves as a small business in a big building, but the true picture is we also work very closely with a number of key contractors and suppliers who feel part of the team as well. So really, we kind of see ourselves as a slightly larger company than those just on the direct payroll.
So this employee ownership scheme is really to present to the staff and to investors and to the customers and your exhibitors the culture of your business. Would you say that's right?
Yeah, so I think that's the most important thing about employee ownership is the culture that it generates, really. So the centre had been open since 2007, and since we took it on as an employee-owned business in 2014, that's the one thing that I've heard time and time again, both from our employees, but also stakeholders in the business, exhibitors and people we work with closely, the difference that they can feel since we became employee owned. And that really comes back to having a team of people who really care about the company, they understand the business, they understand the goals that we have for the future of the company, and they feel completely invested in working as a team to achieve those goals and ambitions. One of the first things that we did as a business is we shut the doors of the centre for a few days and all of the team got together and we created a brand new business plan. It was a very straightforward plan. It literally fitted on a sheet of A3 paper and we refer to it as a plan on a page. And that really set out where we currently were as a company, where we wanted to be in a relatively short time frame. So we were looking 3 years ahead, and then we worked out the strategic goals that we'd need to achieve to reach that ambition for the business. Bearing in mind the company had come from a fairly distressed beginning, so we were almost starting again with the company. And the key to success really was that everyone in the company, no matter what role they held, how long they'd been with the business, were involved in the creation of that business plan and also had their name allocated against at least one of those strategic goals. So it meant everyone had developed that plan together, they believed in it fully, and they actually knew exactly what their roles were in achieving the business plan. There are different methods of being an employee-owned business. So you have direct shareholders, where you have a team of people who all have individual stakeholdings in the company. You have indirect shares, where the majority or all of the shares are held in employee ownership trust, an EOT. Our model has evolved over the last few years, and we've now sat with a hybrid model. So that means we've got a mixture of direct and indirect shareholders. So our biggest shareholder in the business is the EOT, our employee ownership trust. And that's there to represent all of the team, plus people who will join us in the future and add value and help us grow and develop the company, who we haven't quite met yet. And we also have a small number of the team that have direct shares in the company as well. So our model is known as a hybrid model, and I think it's the best of both worlds, really. It allows for the trust to look after the whole pool of colleagues as a collective, but it also rewards and retains key individuals that are important to the business. Employee ownership is a business model that is on the rise in the UK. So there are over 1,400 companies in the UK that are employee owned. And it means just that. It means that the employees have a genuine involvement and are highly engaged in the company and a stakeholding in the company as well. So you might have heard of Waitrose or the John Lewis Partnership, who have long been owned and run by their employees. But it's new companies are taking on employee ownership now. So Lush Cosmetics, Riverford Organic Farmers, Richer Sounds have all been in the news recently, where their owners have decided to hand over the business to employees. Even Aardman Animation, which is the studio behind Wallace and Gromit in Bristol, have become employee owned in the last few years. So for us at the National Self Build and Renovation Centre, it's a fantastic model that allows the whole team to be highly engaged in our business, to really be passionate about what we do. And what we do is we help people build better sustainable homes.
So just give us a brief summary about what your company actually does, the National Self Build and Renovation Centre.
Yeah, well, congratulations on getting the name right, first of all, because it's a bit of a
tongue twister. It is a long one, yeah.
So it kind of does what it says on the tin, really. We're a unique visitor centre that help people who are undertaking large-scale building projects. So they typically are either finding a plot of land and building a bespoke home built around their needs, or they're taking an existing property and doing a large-scale renovation conversion of that property. So it's all about people wanting to design and build better homes for them and their families. So we help them through the long journey that they embark on by holding their hands, signposting them to the very best information and advice. And we also run a whole series of courses, workshops and shows at the centre to introduce them to the very best technologies and products and ideas to make sure that their projects are as successful as possible.